Vice Chairperson of this year's ESCOM, Your Excellency Mr. Filippo Grandi, the High Commissioner, Honourable Ministers, distinguished ladies and gentlemen. First and foremost, I bring best wishes and warm greetings from Malawi. I would like to thank the government of Switzerland for the warm reception and hospitality according to us. Let me join earlier speakers in congratulating you, Vice Chair, for the way, the excellent way of handling the meeting. Let me also convey the appreciation of the Malawi government to the High Commissioner for the cooperation and support provided to us in the management of refugees, and also when I die, the cyclone hit the country. Chairperson, your statement and that of the High Commissioner underscores UNHCR's continued commitment to assist governments in managing the refugee situation, internally displaced persons, and also dealing with statelessness across the globe. In a special way, allow me to thank UNHCR, particularly the Malawi office and the regional office in Pretoria, South Africa, for the excellent humanitarian operations in Malawi. The Malawi delegation also fully associates itself with the statement made by Zimbabwe on behalf of the African Union in this regard. Chairperson, by acceding to the 1951 UN Convention and the OAU, the 1969 OAU Convention, the Malawi government made a strong commitment in the management of refugees, the asylum seekers. At the moment, Malawi maintains open borders and currently hosts about 42,561 individuals, mostly from the Great Lakes region and the Horn of Africa. The people, persons of concern, are hosted at Zareka Refugee Camp. All refugees enjoy equal rights and protection under the Malawi Constitution. They are not restricted from engagement in economic activities, especially those with rare professional qualifications and skills. Some are employed in various sectors on issuance of relevant permits. We also appreciate the support rendered by implementing partners such as Jesuits, Plan International, CAD, USC of Canada. Chairperson, our food distribution agency, WFP, has been experiencing challenges fulfilling the monthly food rations. Since May, it has been issuing half rations. Let me acknowledge also, Honourable Chair, that the problem of inadequate food is partly exacerbated by the encampment policy, which has over the years condemned able-bodied men and women into queuing for handouts, which has led to self-low esteem. On another note, Malawi has registered a number of achievements. In April 2019, Malawi adopted the prima facie refugee status determination procedure for asylum seekers from the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, particularly North and South Kivu and Katanga region. The adoption was done through a declaration by the Minister of Homeland Security under Section 77, Subsection 3 of the Refugee Act. That means all asylum seekers from the region mentioned may seek refugee in Malawi on the basis of prima facie. On statelessness, Malawi government is aware that 2019 marks the midpoint of UNHCR I Belong campaign to end statelessness by 2024. Malawi is aware that it did not make statelessness pledges in 2011 during a similar meeting, and this year has made a number of pledges to address statelessness. Malawi views ending statelessness as one of the outcomes of its refugee management strategies and must be pursued with vigor because it is a stain on our conscience. In order to facilitate the involvement of people of concern in economic activities, Malawi government has licensed a number of banks to open branches at the Zareka refugee camp. In addition, we are issuing birth certificates to children born to refugees, and shortly we'll be issuing national identity cards. The Malawi government has also realized that it has allowed a very useful resource to go to waste instead of tapping into the talents that refugees possess. We therefore have termed ending statelessness as our vehicle for unleashing on Malawi the talent, the latent potential that reside in POCs in order to have them assist in development. On CRRF, Malawi, amongst other UN member states, adopted the new direction. In 2018, the Malawi head of state, His Excellency President Professor Arthur Peter Mutharika, made a statement reiterating Malawi's commitment towards the management of refugees and migrants within the framework of CRRF. Malawi has therefore made pledges in the following areas: incorporation of refugee issues into the national development agenda, law reform, registration and documentation, and livelihood activities. Malawi has also completed drafting of the CRF roadmap that will soon be adopted. We also carried out a skill survey which enabled us to start issuing work permits to qualified refugees so that apart from integrating them, they also contribute to the development of the country. Above all this, Honorable Chair, Malawi submitted her application for ESCOM membership through the normal diplomatic channels, and we are waiting for the positive feedback from the Office of the High Commissioner. Chairperson and distinguished gentlemen, in conclusion, let me assure the meeting that Malawi remains committed to the effective management of refugees together with UNHCR and other partners in the best interest of the people we care for. I thank you for your attention.